We're going to pray. Before I pray, I want to welcome everybody on the call tonight. Just welcome you all on the call tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. And Father, we just come before you tonight, Father. In the name that is above every single name, Lord God Almighty. We come today, Father God, and if we have sinned any way, any shape, any form, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to wash us in the blood of Jesus. That way tonight, Lord God, that we can come boldly to your throne. And we can seek mercy, Lord God Almighty. We can seek mercy, Lord God, in the time of need. We can seek mercy. We can seek mercy. We can seek mercy. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for washing us in the blood. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you, Father. We bow now before you, Lord. And we welcome the Holy Spirit before in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit to come in and to lead us and to guide us. The Holy Spirit to come in and show us things to come. Enemy have no power over us. Satan is defeated. He's confused. He have no power. He have no authority. All authority comes through you, God. And you gave us the keys to the kingdom. So tonight we can come boldly to the throne. And we could say mercy where there is no mercy. Peace where there is no peace. Joy where there is no joy. Hallelujah, God Almighty. We thank you this day. And we praise you this day. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I want to welcome everyone on the call. We want to welcome you tonight. Tonight we're here to pray. Tonight we're here to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's not about man. It's all about him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are certain points that I'm going to be touching tonight. Right now I'm having, if you can't hear me, just let me know. We're having a little bit of difficulties on the phone. So, can you hear me real good? Can you hear my voice?
Yes.
Amen. Welcome on the call. Welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. If you're having any sounds in the background and the knocking coming from your home, I urge you to please put your phone on mute because we're praying. And I am a woman that I need to hear from God. And if I'm going to be on the line and we're going to pray, we're going to intercede one for another. But we have to come with a mindset. Without distraction, without confusion, we got to come because life is in a balance and we see what's going on right now. Things are just not right. Things are just not right. There's a phone that's making noise, and if you could just please put your phone on mute. I don't know what kind of noise is that, but please put it on mute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First and foremost, we're going to pray for our President of the United States. The Word of God tells us to pray. 1 Timothy 2 tells you to pray for your President. So we're going to pray for the President. We're going to pray for Congress. We're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're going to pray for the Supreme Justice. All our foreign relationships. Law enforcement, we're going to pray for the school system, educational system. We're going to pray now for our families and our loved ones. We're going to pray for healing and deliverance. We're just going to pray for financial everything that's out of place. We're going to call it back in line in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And if we could just go before the throne, if you have your Bible, your Bibles, I should say, more than one Bible mix, Bibles. If you have it, I'm going to open up my Bible. to the Word. I'm going to go to the Bible, to the Word of God. And the Word of God is life. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever we send it, it will pierce, it will divide. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. The Word of God said, I exhort you, therefore, first of all, with supplication and prayer and intercession and giving of thanks, making made, be made for all men, for kings, and for all that in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That's what we want. We want honest government. We want peace and tranquility in our lives. Psalms 2, verse 10. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm a sherere. Lord, I'm a ina kishina mayina. Psalms 2. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Psalms 2, verse 10. Glory to God. Something going on with somebody tonight. Something is going on with somebody tonight. But you got to trust him. You got to trust God. You got to trust God with every fiber of your being. You got to trust him. Because you got everything. Every single thing is in your hands. Everything. Be wise. Now, therefore, O King, that you be instructed. And we pray for the kings of the earth. We pray for the kings of the earth. We pray that they are instructed. We pray for all our governmental system that they will be instructed. We pray for the Supreme Court that they will be instructed. I pray now for Congress, the legislator, that they will be instructed. They will have peace. The spirit of lies and confusion will be bound in the White House. Lord God Almighty, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every foul spirit of witchcraft that's has been released in the White House. In the name of Jesus, we come against all those blood drinking in the name of Jesus, in the flesh. We come against that, all that doll, and they have the needles and sticking them with needles in the name of Jesus. You call that witchcraft. We come against that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we drive it back out of Washington right now. And we call for peace. Peace over Washington. Peace, oh God. Peace in Pennsylvania, Lord God. Peace in Maryland, Lord Jesus. Virginia, Lord God. All those surrounding areas, God. We call for the spirit of peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, we're foreign relationships, God. We see where China, Lord God, has come against the peoples of the world, God. The enemy has used them, Father, with this virus, God. So we come, Father God, and we pray, Lord, that there will be a turnaround, God. In the name of Jesus. It will be a turnaround to the end. A turnaround, God Almighty. A turnaround, a turnaround, a turnaround. A turnaround. The ones who want to come against Israel. Pray, God, there will be a turnaround, God. That they say your word declared that if you love Israel, Father, they will be blessed. The peace of Jerusalem, God. Psalms 122, 6, 7, and 8. Kumisi, Psalms 122. Your word is life. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Malakushti masteke. Miano kuriya mama ramande. The words that I speak, oh God. If there are no interpretation, Father God, I'm building up myself that when we go into deep intercession tonight, that I'll be able to have eyes. I'll be able to have eyes to see, ears to hear what you're saying. In a marostoma, in a mostarama kinde, morama, buramokondo ima. For your people, oh God. 122, lara. Kira namushta. Sire de bosta. 6, 7, and 8. The sun shall not smite thee by day. Oh, am I startled? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they shall prosper that love thee. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that we love Jerusalem, and you will bring peace and joy into our home. Peace and joy into our home. Love, safety, no destruction. Oh, my God, you will put peace within our walls, God. Prosperity within our places, because we love Israel. Lord God, let our house, let our brethren that comes, that they will not fall beyond the sword. They will not die. Why, Father? Because they have peace with you. Hallelujah. And they have peace with your people, Israel. Hallelujah, God. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we praise when it comes unto the highest court today. Father, we lift up the Supreme Court before you, God. We pray, Father, that all those crooked lawyers and judges, Father God, that they will judge correctly, Father, and stop lying and speaking truth. Father God, I pray that your holy angel will go and sit up in the courtroom, and when they started lying, that you would put a nudge and shake them, even from their homes, even before they get to their jobs. Father God, if they don't want to change, remove them, Lord. Remove them and let them be, just get them out of that place and bring people in, the right people with the right mind. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. Same for the law enforcement, God. Right law enforcement, right police officers. Lord God, look at that guy that got killed, Lord God. Down there, I think it is Georgia, Lord God Almighty, or Alabama, one of those places the other day, just come to light, God. We pray for the police officers, God. Lord God, we love our law enforcement. But we pray, Lord God, that if there is anyone in there, Lord God, that is dirty, Lord God, they will either change or expose them, Lord Jesus. We need law enforcement in the mighty name of Jesus. We need our soldiers. We need our lawyers and our doctors. We need our teachers. Rightful mind people. Speaking truth and not lies. Oh, Ramal, I come and I stand in the gap today, Father God. But not only America, for Israel. And not only Israel, but for the nations of the world. Father, tonight we bow. Tonight we bow, Lord. Tonight we bow, Lord. We lift up the school system. Now, Father God, tonight we lift up mothers and fathers, uncles and aunts and cousins, whoever, Lord God, who's teaching your children in the home. We lift them up, God. They're not only caregivers, God, but now they become teachers, God. Lift them up before you, Father. We call for the supernatural to come forth into the natural, God. That mom and that pops and that father and the uncles and the aunt that feel so destroyed and feel so tired and so weak. Lift them up before you, Father. Oh, precious Holy Father. Oh, precious Holy Father. Oh, precious Holy Father. We lift them up before you now. We place them at the feet of the altar. That their lives will be touched. 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 From the inside out. From the inside out. From the inside out. From the inside out. Oh, glory. 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 From the inside out. Oh, Rama Ikishuna. Korema Kundi Lanikita. Oh, Rama Hora. Sende Sindo Shoro Koti. Chandori Yarrups. Mendora Boshande. In the name that is. In the name that is. In the name. In the name. In the name. In the name. Let your water come now. Let your water cleanse. Let your water heal. Let your water deliver. Let your water soothe that land, soothe that house, that nation. Let your water come. Let your water pot explode. Your generation, the righteous is blessed. Let wealth and riches be in their house. Touch the mind and the soul. Touch their heart. Remove every stumbling block, oh God, out of their way. Remove every stumbling block, God. Remove every sickness and disease. Remove every lying tongue that rise up and want to raise their ugly head upon judgment, bringing judgment into their family. Oh, God. Oh, God, I pray that their rent will be paid. Oh, God, I pray, hallelujah, that they'll receive that $2,000. Oh, God, I pray that the open of the windows of heaven will flow and open up, Lord. I pray, God, that one that need financial touch tonight, God, I pray that you touch it. Touch them from the inside out. Remove the spirit of poverty out of their life, oh God. Oh God, I pray for Abigail. The spirit of Abigail, Lord God, will come now and touch. Spirit of Moses will come now and touch. Touch now, touch, that they may lead their people. Lead their people. Go into the enemy's camp and be a leader, God. The spirit of Joshua will flow tonight. Spirit of David, a man after your own heart, God, a worshiper that will worship you in spirit and in truth, that will worship you out of their belly. Spirit of Solomon, the wisest. Solomon was the wisest man. Wise, wisdom, knowledge, understanding for that young person that's going to school. Remove every destruction out of their eyesight. Remove every bad influence out of their way. Oh God, as I intercede right now, God, I plead the blood of Jesus and that young person tonight. Going to school. Mom standing in the gap for people going to summer classes. Don't even know what's going to happen to their classes in the fall. Father God, I pray that this lying thing that come up on us, Lord God, the virus, coronavirus, that come to shut down the country and the nations of the world, God, that it will lift. It's already lifted. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. That they will do the right numbers and stop lying. Thank you, God. Expose what needs to be exposed. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And people be wise when they get ready to go out. They're wise and watch their surroundings. Be wise and be smart. Worship you. Back on that $2,000. Back on that $2,000. I plead the blood of Jesus that it will release out of the enemy's hand and go into the hand of the righteous. Yes, God. Yes, God. The wealth of the sinner is laid up now for the just, that there will be a reverse in the spirit, and it will be shown right up here, Lord God, in the natural realm. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We march in the camp. We march in the camp, and we say, Satan, you must back up now in the name of Jesus. Touch not. Oh, God, my mom, what the? Touch not. Touch not. Touch not. Remove your hands. Remove your hands. I call for it not the enemy hands is tied up. Tonight you will go to bed and you will sleep in peace and not in pieces. I drive out every force, every cult, everything that's not of you out of your house. I speak to whoever out there doing wrong and trying to confuse your mind, your heart. I come against every foul spirit that's not of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you thanks. I give you praise. I move strategically in the heavens right now. Oh, yes. Satan, you're defeated. Jesus is Lord over our lives. Jesus is Lord over our lives. The enemy have no power and no anointing or nothing over us. Only the anointing of God come from God himself. And the Holy Spirit is here to lead and to guide. Hadokibasa. Remakushimakite. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. The person that's going through fear right now, I command you to let loose and give God some praise. Praise, praise him. I command you to praise God right now. Praise God right now in the midst of fear. Praise him and watch the shackles, all those shackles that's upon your belly. Watch it, oh my God, right around your belly. Watch it drop and you just step over it. It comes out of your belly. Shackles, break it now in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, put your hand on your forehead. That heaviness in your forehead. Oh my God, that's brain. That's your brain on fire. Oh Lord. Oh my God, meditation. You can't even meditate right. Oh my God, the enemy brings all kinds of confusion and all kind. You're hearing all kind of voices. La moste. Kurumustara masta. You're hearing voices. Kininusti ramuti lamate. In the name of Jesus. That voice is not of God. That voice is of the enemy. I bind and I break the back of the enemy right now. The back of the enemy right now. The back of the enemy right now. I come into the prison camp and I say, back up, devil. Back up. You have no authority in this house. I command you to move your hand now in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every single name. Back up now. Release your hold. Command you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Kustu na manu runa na ma. Ambala auku rumuma rama. The blood of Jesus is upon you. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Be set free now. Alabo Shimaia, who the sun set free, put your hand up and praise him. Put your hand up and give him thanks. In the name of Jesus, I put my hand in your back. That pain that's in your back, come out now. Spirit of arthritis, go in the name of Jesus and make your back feel hard. I command that to go in the name. Move your right hand now. Move your right hand now. Lift it up to the heavens. I command healing in the name. The name that is above every single name. Jesus Christ, you have dimness in your eyes. In the mighty
name. I stand in the gap for myself and you now. In the name Jesus of Nazareth, put your hand over your eye. Put your hand over your eye. Are you standing in the gap? I feel like somebody is standing in the gap for someone with cataract. In the name of Jesus, the shackles will fall off of their eyes. Scale will fall to their feet. Shun malankuma minta ayakatayo tabai. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. 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 We come into home right now and we call for supernatural peace. Tonight is the night of the supernatural. Tonight is the night of the supernatural. Where you need something supernatural from God, put your hands out and receive it. Put your hands out and receive abundance. Put your hands out and receive joy. Put your hand out and receive peace. Put your hand out and receive favor. On your job, off your job, in your home. Put your hand now in the name of Jesus. The fire of God is upon you. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I call for joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Every line spirit that has raised up against you shall be condemned. Every finger that rise up and try to create war against you, we command it to stand still. It will not go any further. Father, now I worship you. Father, now I praise you. Let everything that I have bred in the name of Jesus praise your holy name. We call for the fire of God to go from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We call for the fire of God to come now and touch the life of that individual, touch the stomach. We speak to arthritis in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hand on your left knee, that swelling in that knee. We command it to go now in the name. The name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. I stand in the gap, left knee, lift it up and put it down in the name, under the sound of my voice. I call for the fire of the Holy Ghost to come and to touch now. From the bottom to the top, from your belly to your back. Touch now, Lord. Touch, God, in the mighty name. In the mighty name, let the fire of God, let the fire of God, let the fire of God. No, dear, go another figure. Mm-mm. There goes. It looks like somebody's 5 months behind in their mortgage. 5 months. 5 months. I'm praying for modification. You have tried so many modifications and it didn't work. But this one is going to work. This one is going to work. This one is going to work. You tried. You tried about 4 different times and it didn't go through. But this one is going to go through. Modification. I call for modification. I call for modification. I call for modification. Anybody have a problem with People's Bank? People's Bank. I call for modification. I call for modification from People's Bank. I call for modification from Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Yes, Lord. Modification. Modification. Mortgage companies, modification in the name of Jesus. Modification. Wells Fargo, modification. Bank of America, modification. People's Bank, Balakunama City. There's another one. Ah, Makushoriyama. It's Chase, Malokuma. And I'm seeing this one. It's a green and white makota ma. Green is the makota la tiki la ta. TD Bank, da 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 ma. TD Bank, TD Bank, manamokoto. Yes, TD Bank, TD Bank. I saw it. I saw it. You got modification coming from TD Bank. Yes, yes, yes. TD Bank, mala no 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 no. Advance, advance mortgage. Mortgage going through, advance mortgage. Advance mortgage, mortgage going through. Go master call about. Refinance. No. People in debt, and they said, Lord God, I just want to refinance. People got your house gonna refinance. Well, tell you what, when you get out of this, don't go back in, because you're gonna be freed up, but you don't want to go back in. That happened to me once. You don't want to do that. Once you get out, you stay out. All financial trouble under the blood of Jesus. Under the blood of Jesus, it's time for you to give him thanks. It's time for you to give him thanks. Ask him to give you witty invention. Put your hand on your mind. That's on your head and your forehead. And ask him for witty invention. For businesses, witty invention. Ask him to open up the windows of heaven. Ask him to touch your heart, your mind, your soul, your intellect with tea invention. Chitarosto makote. Kalamosta karamande. Witty invention. Ask him for witty invention. Ask him to open up your mind. You're looking for a mortgage? Ayamokele. Ask him to send you to the right place. The right place, the right influential people. Ask him to put you in front of the right people. It's your time. It's your time. The Father said it's your time. You need to go in front of influential people. You need to call it favor. 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 With God and with man, I lift my hand up and I pull favors out of heaven, supernatural favors for increase. Every single thing that you put your hand upon, it will increase. I feel the fire of God going through my hand, and I'm calling for an increase from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Increase. Increase in your family. Increase in your generation. Increase. Supernatural increase. Father God, we thank you for this now. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Supernatural eyesight. Supernatural increase. Supernatural overbite. Every single thing you touch it will go over. I call it an overbite. Everything that you touch, it will go over and not under. Always abounding to every good fruits. God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you. Supernatural favor. Deliverance. Oh my God. Though you walk in darkness, you will not be touched in the dark. You will come out on light. Light will take you out. The light of God will take you out of every dark situation. You are coming out. I see the darkness around you coming to light. You are coming out. You will come out of this. You will not stay. Lift up your foot and stamp it out. Lift up your foot and stamp it out. In the name of Jesus, I see it in the most, the floodgates of heaven have opened. I see you coming out. Oh my God, I see fear and the chariot coming out behind you. But in the name of Jesus, you're going to go over to dry land. And now, there go fear and his chariot. Every last one of fear and his chariot. Dear, they go down into the water. They are drowned, dead. Oh, my God, they did. Lord God Almighty, you come up to victory. You march now to your promised land. In the name of Jesus. Lamostarama, Lamostarama, beautiful flowers, you're coming up out of the ground, beautiful flowers, this is your springtime. Kunamosatitama, nanane, yamoto, urame, nelenda, springtime is here. Springtime is here. Springtime is here. Ay, new life is here. New life. New life. New life. Joy and peace. Joy and peace. Joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. You will recover all. 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 The enemy tried to sift you as wheat, but the Father said, you will recover all. You will. You will. You will. You will. On the phone or off the phone, you hear it tonight, you hear it tomorrow, whatever time you hear it, you will, you will. Lamosa korama, larama koriyama sutina la, you will recover, you will, you will recover. You will recover. You will recover. You will recover. You will recover all. You will recover all. In the name of Jesus. Healing belongs to you. Salvation belongs to you. I lift you up tonight, Jennifer. You're going to do an operation tomorrow. And I pray for the hands of the doctors. I pray that when you go in, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit. I pray that there will be no confusion on the operation table. And Father, it would be so nice and so pleasant that you give her a healing that she won't even have to do the surgery. But Father, if there's no healing, I pray that if she gets the surgery, that she will have a speedy recovery. Yes, Lord God. You will recover all. You will recover all. Eyesight restored. Salvation to the family.
Generation. Generation. Salvation. Healing and deliverance. Whatever you believe in, God, for healing. What type of healing are you believing God for? The Word of God said in Matthew 16:19, that He has given us the keys to the kingdom. So whatever you believe in God for, whatever you need from the Father, He will give it to you. There's a person that was supposed to be online tonight, and I don't even think if he got the telephone number. But I'm praying for him tonight, Lord God, that you will restore every single thing that the enemy has stolen from him. That his house will be restored. In the mighty name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I thank you, Father. I pray tonight, Father. I pray tonight. I pray tonight, Father. I want to out of my Satan. Tonight, I pray for every single person on the line. Whatever you're going through tonight, I stand in the gap with you tonight. I believe God with you tonight. I stand in the gap. Put your hand out and reach out and touch the hem of Jesus Christ and receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive what you need from Him. In the name of Jesus, let the supernatural run after you, overshadow you, and overtake you. Let not be the day tonight be like what was yesterday. Move forward in the power and in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come up with a plan, and your plan is you will not be defeated. Because you know what? You are a winner. When Jesus went on the cross, He declared that it is finished. Healing belongs to you. The Word of God declared, by His stripes you were healed, past tense. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Dorie Mashotia Ramananda. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you're not online tonight, I believe my husband is taping. In the name of Jesus. And you could go on the website, theholytabernacle.com. Once again, you guys online, theholytabernacle.com. You go under there and you could hit the auto and listen to it over. You could play it in your house in its entirety, and you go around your house and you lift your hand up to the sky and you trust God and you believe Him and you thank Him. You thank Him and speak out of your stomach, out of your belly, because out of your belly flows, I mean, it goes up to your heart, and out of your heart it goes up through your mouth. My God, speak the word only. La mo ma mo na. Speak, speak, speak the word only. Speak it, speak it, speak it in your house, speak it in your kitchen, speak it in your bathroom, speak it in your car, speak it around your desk, speak it in your bedroom, in your living room, in your dining room, in your basement. If you have a basement, go around your yard, and do a Jericho march in your kitchen, in your yard. Take your property back for Jesus. If you're living in an apartment and you can't go outside, walk around in your house. If you can go outside, march around 6 times. And when you finish on the 7th, you cry out and say, deliverance in the name of Jesus. In your car, you could say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, deliverance. Call out deliverance. See yourself delivered. See Jesus on the cross.
and see him off the cross. See him on the cross and see him off. See him coming down off the cross 2,000 years ago. See him sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for you. See him. See yourself. See yourself on this earth. And Jesus have his feet upon your feet. And you put your foot upon the enemy's neck, crushing it with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Satan is defeated. The word of God declared that he goes around as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He is seeking who he may devour. Resist him, and he will flee. Do you have a testimony tonight? If you have a testimony, you could go right ahead and start talking. Before, I used to be able to control, but the lines have changed. So anybody have a testimony tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead with your testimony. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
They want me to forward on those info to them, and tomorrow actually I'm gonna go to the police station try to see if they can make the report. I'm gonna tell them the issue.
Okay.
But I continue to keep my faith, and I continually keep, you know, believing my God, and I know he's a working miracle God. I know everything is possible, and I know he already get his work done, and I'm gonna continue to give him the glory. For what he had done so far and for what he's going to continue to get done.
Praise God.
So I wish you all the amen, and I know you guys continue to lift me up in the air, and God bless you all.
God bless you, and thank you for that praise report, because I remember when you started, you didn't even call, and, you know, we say go ahead and do that. So praise God. Well, that's a very good report. So at least the insurance company, when you do that, the insurance company will do their part. Glory to God. Amen. 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 So that is good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Any other report? Any other praise report? Anybody else? I can't hear you. You gotta speak up. Go ahead. I cannot hear you. You have a praise report? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, go. I'm Hanan. I want to ask, you were praying to go around the house 6 times and the 7th time. What should we say?
When you go around the 7th time, you should say deliverance.
Deliverance.
Yeah, deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance. That's like that's you're doing a Jericho march. You're doing a Jericho march. So Six time you go around it, and you're silent, and in the last, on the seventh one, you say deliverance. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer? I've already covered some prayer, but anybody need prayer that I could agree with you? Hallelujah. Your husband?
Yes, to give him wisdom how to deal with them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is he having any pain in his stomach?
No, he's okay. He's under a lot of stress because.
Does he ever have kidney stones?
No.
Okay.
Because
when you're talking, that's all I could see and hear. Like he's having some pain, so you know, keep checking him.
Yeah.
Keep checking him and see what's going on with him. You know, sometimes guys don't want to talk. So from now on, you need to check him and check him out, and you know, make sure that everything's okay with him. When he's getting dressed, you don't let him get dressed in the room by himself. Go in and check out some stuff. Because sometimes these guys don't want to talk because I see him in pain. So you're not going to go in and you're not going to try to beat him down, but you're going to go in and say, hey, honey, how are you doing? Everything okay? And you know, and just sit around and talk to him. You know what I mean? Sit around and talk to him. Let him know that you're there and you want to hear what he has to say. Because sometimes they're going through stuff and they, you know, you're so busy doing your stuff and they don't want to talk to you. So, you know, effective immediately when you get off the phone and he's going to bed. You go in and hug him and kiss him on his cheek or whatever you want to do. I don't care. And, you know, say, honey, how you doing? How you doing, honey? And you have your anointing oil. You anoint him with oil and pray for him.
Yeah.
I mean, because the enemy out there, we don't want to just sit back and act like we're not here to take care of each other. It's not about us.
Yeah.
It's not about us. It's about not only our family, but the nation. So you go in and you make sure, and if it's not tonight, you continue checking him because I see pain. Amen. I see pain. And that's what I'm asking you. I don't know when it's coming, but I see pain in his stomach. So what's going on there? So you need to talk to him. And you need to go to the doctor and do that manly check. You know what we're talking about? Let him go check it out. Go check out his system. Check him out from the top to the bottom. You know, you do a colonoscopy or you do an upper, you know, you call it the upper GI thing where they look in his stomach. Yeah. Yeah, you do that. You do a colonoscopy and you do the one where they push the stuff down your stomach and you look. And then you go in and check his prostate. You got to be on top of them and you got to be on top of yourself. I'm trying to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to take care of myself. So I'm telling you, be vigilant. Be sober, because our adversary, the enemy, wants to take us out. Yes, we do know that there is a coronavirus going on, and people do not want to go to the hospital or to the doctor. But at this time, we have to check ourselves. We need to be checked. I need to be checked.
Okay?
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else? Because I got to go.
I just need someone to pray for me.
Okay. All right. So you're dealing with emotions. You're dealing with your emotions. You're dealing with your emotions. You're dealing with your emotions. And you need healing in your emotions. Emotional healing. You need emotional healing. So I'm going to pray. I'm going, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you tonight that your daughter is saved. Your daughter is delivered. And you promised to give her rich treasures. strengthened, reinforced. Let the mighty powers of the inner man, which is the Holy Spirit, and dwell in our heart, O God Almighty, that our mind will be stable on you, that our mind will be strong and empowered through you, that she will be only hearing one voice, and it's your voice. I pray, Lord God, that the spirit of fear will be broken out of her life. Father, fear brings torment. Fear is a sneer. Father, I pray that she will trust in you and her safety will come only from you. Father, touch her mind. Give her the peace that she needs. I bind the spirit of resistance, that she will submit herself to you and to you only. Restore her joy, Almighty God. Father God, I encourage this person right now that she will walk in the promise that you do not give her the spirit of fear, but you give her the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. I release your power upon her right now, God. I bind the spirit of worry. You do not worry. You do not fret. Because Jesus Christ, you came and you died for us that we may have life, that we may have it more abundantly. She will not be afraid. Okay? She will not be afraid. She will not be afraid. She has confidence in you. You are our helper. You are our joy and our strength. You are our peace. You are our King and our Lord. Bind the spirit of depression, worry, confusion, and discouragement. Father, let she walk in you. Let she walk in your love. Hallelujah. We bind enemy off of her mind. Father, let she spend time in the Word and let the Word of God come alive in her heart and let it touch her mind now. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that the spirit of depression is broken from this day forward. I thank you, Father, that the spirit of oppression is gone. Every demonic force of lies that want to come upon her and tell her that she will not amount to nothing and everything and try to put her down. I say that's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus took it to the cross. This is the purpose why it was manifested, that the enemy will be defeated, and he is defeated. And God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he gave us the keys. Satan, you are a liar. I command you to back up now and take your hand off her mind. Father, I thank you that she has the mind of Christ. No evil will come her dwelling. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just bind the spirit of disobedience off of her right now. And she will walk in obedience to your word, Lord God Almighty. Peace and tranquility will be her guide. The enemy has no power and no authority over her. I break his teeth, and I look right now and I see the mouth of the dragon looking like a tiger break into pieces, and I command her to spit it out now out of her mouth in the spirit. And Satan, you are defeated. You are defeated foe. You will not touch her mind. You will not come into her home. You will not come into her job. You will not come in her house. You will not come into her generation. You are a liar, and the fire is on you, and I command you to run and to flee, and don't you ever return. And Father, your words are clear. That when this place is wiped and mopped clean, the individual is not supposed to bring no more evil and no more demons in there. Because what they will do, they'll come in there evil greater than the way they leave out of there. So tonight, I pray that she will fall in the love with your word. Fall in love with your word, because that's the only thing that's going to keep her mind stable on you. I thank you, Father. And I praise you that the generation of the righteous is blessed. Her mind is blessed. Her heart is blessed. Her finances is blessed. Everywhere, everything she touch is blessed. In the name of Jesus, as I bow, I completely take my health out of the heavens right now, and I come on this earth, and I put my hand up. You put your hand up, and I want you to say, thank you, Jesus. I want you to say, thank you, Jesus. Where are you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free. I want you to put your hand over your forehead, right over your forehead, right over your forehead. And that heaviness, you're going to see it. It's going to go right now. In the name of Jesus, be loose now. In Jesus' mighty name. Take your hand off. And you feel a breeze. You feel a cool breeze. Do you feel that cool breeze?
Yeah.
That is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That is the power of Jesus flow right through your body just now. I want you to keep that. I want you to give him praise. And I want you to study his word. Make sure you meditate upon his word. And I want you to give him praise. And no matter what the enemy tries to bring, you remind him of tonight. Today, it is May 18, 2020. And the time is 9:03 p.m. Central. No, sir. It's Eastern Standard Time. 9:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it is May 18, 2020. Write it down, document it. So when the enemy tries to come back, you said, no, devil, you're not welcome in here. Amen? All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm glad. I'm back here with you guys. Yes. We still have our prayer on Wednesday, but it's a different type of prayer. So, but tonight, what we do, if you want to go over this again, if you have a friend, you want to listen to this, they want to hear this, they could go on the website. My husband will be putting it up sometime tonight, like we always do. He should go up tonight or tomorrow. And it will be theholytabernacle.com. The Holy Tabernacle, TABERNACLE.com. And then you go over where you have your audio and go into your audio, and you could listen to it again and again and again. And you could tell people to go online and listen to it also. And they follow the instruction and just give God praise. I want to thank you guys for being on the call tonight. And always remember that we love Israel, because Israel is the apple of God's eye. And we are also his apple also. But if you love Israel, we will always say peace. Shalom. May God bless you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you supernatural peace, where there is no peace. And we'll see each other again next Wednesday. And if there's not a call, as a matter of fact, next week, Monday, is a holiday. So what we could do, instead of next week, Monday, we'll go over to the next week. So I want you to praise him, give him praise. So we won't be on again next Monday, but I'll be on the following week. So just give him praise and give him thanks. And we're going to be fasting on Wednesday. A lot of people are on it right now. So we're going to be on it for 7 days. Our fasting will be for 7 days. And it will be an Esther fast. And if you want to be in on this fast, you guys have my text. Text me and say I'm in, and I'll put you on it. The ones that's already say they're in, there's no need for you to say that to make it be a double, because I already have your information. But if you feel led in your spirit that you want to be in on this call, this fasting, 7 days is the Esther fast, and we will be fasting with liquid. We'll fast at this week, and it will start from 6 a.m., and we break the fast at 3 p.m. and start the next day for the 7th day. And what I will do, you cannot get this information through your email, through your text message. So what I'll do, I'll send it through your email. So then, at that's this time when you're sending that you're in, I would like for you to put your email address, that when I am going to send out the information, I will also have that address to send it to you, and you will follow the instruction. And at the end of the fast, on the seventh day, what we usually do, we will break our fast. We will have it, be, I think, like 1:30 that day, 1:30 to 3 o'clock that day, and we'll have communion. And our communion is consist of, like, if you have water or if you have grape juice and bread or crackers. So think about it. Send me the text if you want to be on it. I love you. God bless you. And remember, peace.